All right, this is an audio addendum to the movie Dr. No, starring Sir Sean Connery, who wasn't a sir at the time. I was just looking that up. He got his knighthood in the year 2000. I wanted to record an addendum because some of the things that I didn't point out in my review really stuck out to me on a recent reviewing. Since Sean Connery has recently, unfortunately, passed away, and YouTube was playing for free the first 19 James Bond movies. So I started with Dr. No, and I haven't watched any others, rewatched any of the others. And the first thing that stood out for me in the James Bond genre here in that time period in the 60s was just how nice everybody was and how polite and how they have just such great manners. Even the bad guy, you know, wants to sit down and have dinner before he tries to kill you. And they were like, you sit down, James Bond was offered a cigarette from a little container, and then they would light it for him. And I just thought that was a really stark contrast to the way, even in the more current James Bonds. And I think it's more of a societal thing, because just in general, I think people have gotten less polite, unfortunately, over the years. But anyhow, I thought that stuck out to me. And what also stuck out to me was just the severe lack of tech that was demonstrated in the film. Now, there was some, near the end of the film, there was some interesting technology in terms of Dr. No, what he was trying to accomplish. And he had, you know, this whole, I want to say a laboratory, but this whole big base where he was going to try to launch some weapons and destroy the world or whatever he was going to destroy. But beside that, there was no Q. James Bond didn't have really, the only thing, the neatest thing that he had was his gun, which he got swapped out. And I don't remember, I think one was a Walter PK, and I forget what the other gun was, but he had it swapped out because the first gun he had was the same gun used by the CIA, which he liked because it was smaller and fit better in his jacket pocket, concealed it easier. But the boss made him switch it out for something a little bigger and that had more oomph. Other than that, there wasn't really a whole lot of tech. There was no tech. And he, even when he was going places, he took taxis from here to there. He didn't have a car, you know? So I know this was one of the first earliest James Bonds. It was his first James Bond movie. So I guess they were just really, this is just the introduction to the character and just getting started. And then they built upon that foundation later in his other movies. The other thing I wanted to point out was that Sean Connery is a good-looking guy. He's very, you know, he was very iconic looking, but there were times when his lips kind of pouted out a little and he looked kind of goofy. And I thought that was interesting, but you know, that's just my opinion. I have all the respect for Sean Connery in his movies. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention was that there wasn't a whole lot of comedy, or there were a few little one-liners that were good, but I really love the one-liners that a lot of the James Bond films have. And that's what I look forward to. That's one of the things I look forward to when watching the films. So anyway, that's my addendum, and thanks for listening.